I need to come up with a title.
You do?
Yes.
We don't have a title.
No.
You need a title.
I do.
What are we going to call this?
Call me the Lord of the Rent. Today is April 17, 2009.
From theramennoodle.com.
Hi, this is the Ramen Noodle, and I've got here for the very first time to ever appear on the internet in a podcast, at least.
This is true.
Is who are you?
My name is Mike.
And Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Daniel.
Mike is my house buddy, my slave, my...
What?
Well, we figured out what you call me.
Yeah.
What is that?
That was Lord of the Room. If I do recall
correctly. Not Lord of the Room.
It wasn't Lord of the Room.
Lord of the Rent.
Lord of the Rent.
Yes. Which that may be the title of our episode.
That sounds like a really good title. I like that.
Lord of the Rent. I wonder if LordOfTheRent.com is taken.
You should find out.
Yeah, I'll check that later.
Okay.
And so I've debated what I would call you. You're either the rentee, the housemate, but I don't know. That kind of sounds weird. Roommate? You're not really a roommate because you've got your own room. I've got my own room.
Right.
This is my house. It's not like we're sharing a single room.
It's true.
I just consider you the house buddy.
Or the house buddy.
The slave.
The dude that lives in my house. Let's see, if you say slave, that kind of has some negative connotations.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you know. You could
edit that out is what I'm thinking. So one of the first things that you did, you came in January.
Yep.
And you one night just decided to start driving.
Yeah, I did.
What were you were bored that night?
Yeah. I guess it was it was probably 2 p.m. I think it was on a Sunday, if I do recall.
Yes.
Correctly. Yeah, it was on a Sunday. I had that day off. I think I had the next one off. I had to work Tuesday. But I left at about 2:00. I was bored. And so I do recall going up to you and asking, you know, where are some places that I could check out, go exploring it. And you suggested some parks around the area. And so I got in the car with the intention of just kind of driving around, seeing what happens. And so I was driving in my car, and I got on the highway and decided that I would visit Covington. I'd never been to Covington, and so...
Covington is just south of the river, south of Cincinnati,
on the Kentucky side
of the river.
Mm-hmm. And so, I went down there and just kind of drove around. I saw a church. I got out and took some photos of it. It's pretty cool. And then I got back on the highway, decided that I wanted to visit Cincinnati since I had only driven up there once. And
it's a city. Why not visit it?
Yeah,
it's right there. Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. You know, just cross the river, like you said. And, I went down to the pier and just was driving around, looking around. It's like, this is pretty cool, you know. And driving downtown and stuff, and it was nice, but I kind of got bored of that, you know. I wanted to, do something that go to a place that I'd never been before, you know, like a larger city that I'd never been before. And I saw a sign for Columbus.
Columbus.
Yes, Columbus, Ohio, which is about 2 hours away from Cincinnati.
Yeah, and was there anything that appealed to you about Columbus?
Not particularly. I just saw the sign and decided that I'd head up there.
So you just decided on an impulse, on a whim.
Yes,
because
completely.
You saw a sign that said Columbus this way.
Right, exactly.
You decided to go this way and see Columbus.
Exactly. So, you know, I exited. I just followed I just followed the signs and headed north on 71 and ended up in Columbus. And while I was there, just kind of driving around, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll visit downtown, maybe get something to eat, you know, about that time. It was about dinner. And, but then, you know, I see this other sign. And this sign said Cleveland.
And Cleveland is, how many miles away did it say Cleveland was?
Cleveland was, I believe, somewhere in the 120 miles.
So by now you are already what, 120, 150 miles away from here, away from Cincinnati, because you decided to go up to Columbus just on a whim. Seemed like a good idea to do. So you just saw it on a sign. You started driving up toward Columbus, and then you see Cleveland on a sign.
Right. And so I start driving.
No prompting. You don't know anyone there. You just saw a sign for it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I'm driving along the way and, you know, I'm talking to friends as I go and I'm like, you'll never guess what I'm doing, you know, and just kind of chatting, you know, having a great time. And, I get probably about halfway between Columbus and Cleveland and I decide, okay, at this point, you know, I'm already, what, three and a half hours away from home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're like beyond the point of no return.
Right, right. And so I decided, you know, I needed to make a decision.
Beyond the point of return. The point, whatever. Yeah, go ahead. No return? Yes, you're beyond the point of no return. I think that's what I said the first time, but.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I decided that Cleveland might just be
the most boring city. Oh, okay. They've got the Cleveland Indians. So I restate myself. The most boring. No, Columbus has like nothing. Cleveland has the Indians at least. I think they still have a Sea World next to a lake.
Cleveland or Columbus?
Cleveland.
So Columbus isn't doesn't next have to anything
a,
at all.
Yeah, Columbus isn't next to a Great Lake.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Some say that the lake next to Cleveland was at Lake Erie. That one's not too great either.
But yeah, it's just kind of
that's not for me.
It's kind of eerie, really. Mm-hmm.
Is it Erie or is it Lake Michigan?
It's Erie.
Okay.
I think. Actually, I'm second guessing myself. I think it's Erie.
So you get to Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, I'm about halfway between it, between Cleveland and Columbus. And I decide, okay, I need to either select a final destination for the night, you know, instead of just following signs. Or I need to turn around and go home. You know, it's starting to get late at that point, and I decided, okay, this is decision time. And so I was talking to one of my friends who lives up in New York.
Now, did you see a sign that said New York this way?
No, I didn't see a sign. No, no. I was just following the signs from sign to sign, from city to city.
With no papers.
With no papers. With no no prompting, no maps.
Nothing. No luggage.
No luggage. I had nothing. It was just me and my car and my credit card for fuel. And that was it.
I think we've got a country song there. Just me and my car and my credit card and my... Yeah.
Yeah. We need a dog that dies somewhere in there in a train.
Not my dog.
And maybe like, I don't know, a harmonica?
Not got a harmonica somewhere around here.
You do?
So you go all the way to New York.
Yes.
In New York, you see a sign that says London this way. So you decide to start swimming across the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have to do that because there's actually a London in Ontario.
Oh.
Yeah, I could just go to that one.
So it's like an alternate reality London.
Yeah, pretty much. And in fact, I did see some signs and, you know.
So then in this process, you called me partway through.
Right.
And I remember your phone call was something like, so, yeah, I'm not going to be home tonight. I'm near Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a funny joke. You're not really near Cleveland. Sure enough, you were.
Yeah, sure enough, I was. Yeah.
Just on a whim, instant decision.
Exactly.
Just because you saw it on a sign.
Right, right.
So now my question is, what do you do when you see those signs that start advertising all of these products for you?
I do nothing.
What about those things that, like, they say, you know, buy four tires, get the fifth one free?
I'm tempted.
Yeah.
Because you need a spare.
You would be a nice sucker for advertisers.
Probably
he does whatever the sign tells him to do.
Yeah, you know, whatever the sign says. Okay, yeah, I can go with that.
Cool. I'm going to start putting signs up around the house.
You should.
Let's see what kind of signs could I put up? I could say, leave $50 here. Or... No, I'm happy with that one. I'll just put that one around the house. Yeah.
Okay.
I should still leave the signs, though, that I have on top of all of the toilets.
You should. because I might do something very tragic.
Bad choice of words there. But these signs I leave all over the house on the toilets because I have a pool in the backyard. I got all of these little stickers. I didn't stick them on the pool. I stuck them on the toilets that says, no diving. Diving could result in injury or death.
Which I actually thought was kind of humorous. Because really the diving isn't, I think it says, what does it say? It says that diving could cause injury or death. Ooh. But the diving itself doesn't cause the injury or death, just the striking your head on the bottom of the pool or whatnot.
Oh. So like you could just be swimming and suddenly, bang, hit your head on the bottom of the pool and just suddenly die.
You could.
Same thing could happen in the bathroom, I guess. That's why I put those signs there, so that you don't go diving in the bathroom.
You're right. And I'm really glad that you've done that, because otherwise I might not have lasted this long. I could have been seriously injured or killed by now.
Yes. And then I wouldn't get your rent for that month.
Which would be horrible.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the worst thing.
Well, let's wrap up this episode. And in our next episode of Random Noodle Update, I think we're going to talk about some vanilla cream sodas.
That sounds like a fantastic idea to me.
Cool. If you guys are listening to this in the feed, then you can give a nice little shout out to Mike. He's on Twitter, he thinks, if he remembers his Twitter account, which I don't.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, you just kind of joined Twitter on a whim as well.
Yeah, I actually did.
And didn't really stick with it, so I won't even bother saying what your Twitter address is. Okay. But I'm twitter.com/theramennoodle. You can subscribe to the podcast at theramennoodle.com, blah, 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 all of that. You can call the voicemail listener line at 859-353-4332, 859-353-4332. And I actually got a voicemail already that I will play in a future Random Noodle update. Thanks for listening. Come back next time.